About. If you ain't in the race and you kinda left out, just pick a driver and car of your own. Then paint the number real big on your truck and motor home. Jeff Gordon will lead, everybody else follows. It's name or check's fault, we're under a yeller. We like the shape of the tracks out west, but ask any redneck race fan, they'll say Daytona's best. We love our NASCAR races. Only sissies use their brakes. It's them there Winston Cup chases. Less points for second place. Rusty Wallace wound up winning on four new tires. The Labonte's wouldn't even own the little lap with the rest. It ain't a real good race if there ain't a real bad wreck. We love our NASCAR races. The deafening sounds the motors make. We sneak in. Monday morning, big headache.
I tell you what I like about them our NASCARs. They pull in the pits, get four new tires, a free fill up of gas, their windshield clean, three new decals, and five dents knocked out in less than 18 seconds. And me, on the other hand, Friday four last, pulled into a spiffy lube to get an oil change, took darn near 2 hours. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
As Mark Martin drives away, his crew forgets to check the oil. All out of Abilene, well, he blew a coil. You know it doesn't seem like a lot many laps ago when Swerve and Irvin slid in, took out half a pit row. We love our NASCAR races. A restrictor plate's an awful thing when it comes to one-up-and chases. Richard Petty was the king. Couldn't nobody beat the king. Richard Petty still the king.
Now, honey, now don't you start now. I know there's a lot more important things than racing. I just can't think of none of them. I know it's your mama's birthday, but don't you know they're in Talladega this weekend? And she'll have another one. I just hope it don't fall on a Sunday.